as well. Edward says, crazy idea, how about funding the NHS adequately? Increased pressure on the service with proportional increases in finance. This could be respun as government fails to account for rising pressures on the health service. But hey, an anti-NHS spin sells. You can tweet me as well, at LBC. Kimbo has done that. She says to plug the gap would mean cuts to NHS services. Why don't they fundraise and set up charitable organisations? You can also email me, Ollie, that's OLLY at lbc.co.uk. Mark says, that's about £500 each, or 17 pence a day for everybody. How will we cope? So that's a 17 pence a day funding gap, he's saying, not a big deal. Do you agree it's not a big deal, or do you think it's right that you have to look at cutting services rather than charging people that extra 17 pence a day each, if his maths is correct? 0845 6060 973. Here's Yasin in Ealing. Hi there.
Hi there, Ollie. Thanks for taking my call.
Not at all.
Thank you. I'm a doctor myself. I'm a GP. Uh-huh. I work mostly in the walk-in centres and urgent care centres. Uh-huh. But as you're probably aware, there's been major changes in the NHS restructuring now, and no CCTs, and GPs are in control of all the commissioning. I don't know if this is going to work or not. There have been, six or seven major restructurings of the NHS since it was formed in the 40s. I don't think any of them have really worked.
Mm.
Anyway,
would you conclude don't restructure the NHS ever?
No, I'm not saying that. I think we have to wait and see with this latest restructuring whether it's going to work or not. I'm not sure if GPs are right to, we're doctors. I don't think we should be there to, to sort of do managerial style work or, to do commissioning and finance. We've studied medicine, we haven't studied finance.